Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. A good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
evening, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in as well. The calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you're online and on the show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go in to your account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can follow us at The Frank W Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W Show. So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today has been a pretty mild day as far as weather goes. It's cold in the mornings, it's cold at night, guys, and again, I can't stress enough for you all to make sure you dress warm and keep yourself hydrated and just continue to, you know, cover up, because if not, you're going to get sick. And that's how it works. So that's the way that that's the way you keep yourself from getting sick. And you know, cause when you turn around and you know, you get in the shower and then you get out and you go out into the weather, that your pores are open and that cold weather comes into those pores, and that's what makes you sick. So you have to be careful with that, okay? And so you have to be careful with that, guys. I don't want you to be sick. But this tonight and tomorrow is going to be very cold, so again, wrap up well, and that way you can keep from getting sick. All right. Now, today's episode, and you can call into the show 818-301-5834. Today's episode is a title: when it's time to go, you're going. Okay, and maybe you don't understand the title, but what I'm saying is, when it's time for you to meet your maker, so to speak, when it's your time, when he calls your name, it's your time to go. And there's nothing that can stop it, slow it down, hinder it, anything. When he calls your name, it's your time to go. Okay? And you can have the best doctors in the world. Okay? Best doctors money can buy. But if God calls your name, there's nothing they can do to stop it. Okay? And, you know, and someone said that, you know, Frank, well, you know, you believe that people are in the wrong place at the wrong time and, you know, and get killed? No, they're not. They're at the right place at the right time, actually, because, you know, from birth to death, you have a road, you have a path in life. And you go down that path, and things happen during your journey down that path. Those are life things, okay? You may break an arm, break a leg. You may lose an arm, lose a leg, have babies. You know, all kinds of things on that path that are meant for you. And that's the way it's going to happen. And because we don't know what's coming, what's in the future, you know, there's no way to know what's going on. There's no way to figure it out. If you can figure out what's going to happen, you're going to be a very, very, very rich person in this lifetime. But if then, you know, you turn that around and say, when it's not your time, it's not your time. People, you know, you've heard of people having, you know, car wrecks, and you see the car, how mangled the car is, you're like, wow, that person that was driving that car, they had to die, the way that that car was all mangled and twisted. But they didn't die, because it wasn't their time to die. It wasn't their time to go. God hadn't called their name. That's just something that happened along the path of life for them. Okay? Y'all with me? Y'all understand that? Because a lot of people don't understand that this is your path. This is your life. This is the way that God set it up to be. Okay? Now think about it. Some people find their talents, or their talents are discovered early in life. Some people's talents are discovered at 5, 7, 10, 12 years old. Some people are babies, are beautiful babies, and they're, you know, touted in for commercials, baby commercials, beautiful kids. That's their path. And then they grow up to be beautiful young men or young women, and they are cast in these commercials, plays, movies, what have you. Some people have been child stars, adult stars, stars all through life. And then there's some people that are their calling isn't discovered until they're older, adults already. And then their talents are found. And when you say found, I say come to light. So when it's not your time to go, it's not your time to go. You heard people say, I was on my deathbed. I saw the light. Well, that means that it wasn't your time to go. But when it's your time to go, you're going to see the light, you're going to walk into the light, and you are going to be on your deathbed. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, comment on today's episode. When it's time to go, you go in. You know, I heard today, I was at the barbershop this morning, and they were talking about some 20-year-olds. It was 3 20-year-olds that were killed out here in Austell early Sunday morning, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, out here in Austell. They were driving way, way too fast, and they hit the curb on the street, couldn't control the car, They jumped the curb and went into the trees. Now, the people that were at the barbershop this morning knew these people. They were 20-year-olds. The one that was driving was 21. The other one was 26, and the other one was like 25. So these are 20-year-old people that, you know, jumped the curb, went into the trees, you know, was ejected from the car, and died. All right? And they say the car was in three pieces. And this wreck was so horrific that the windshield of the car, they found pieces of it stuck in the trees. And I don't know how fast they were going. I guess the police will be able to determine that. But however fast they were going, that time right there was their time. It was time for them to go. Now, you're saying maybe it was time for the driver to go, but the other two passengers, they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, no, no. They were in the right place at the right time because, you know, God called their names. He didn't, you know, he didn't have to call you one at a time. He may call three, four people at a time. And because of that, all three of the people in the car died. Now, if it wasn't your time to go and you were in that car, you could have been ejected, you know, thrown, you know, 50 feet from the car, still live. But the other two guys died. Then it was their time to go and not yours. Y'all with me? There's nothing you can do to stop it, slow it down, anything. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. And you know, people have their own opinions about this, but God doesn't make mistakes. So, you know, you know, some people get out of control and they blow their brains out. But that was your path. Okay? That was their path. And your path is already laid out for you. Once you, you know, start breathing air on earth, once you are born, your path is set. Okay? Some people die at birth, right? That was their path. Some people die at all, you know, it's all ages of death, and it doesn't discriminate, all right? He doesn't make mistakes, so when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. No doctor, no nothing can stop it. Nothing can slow it down, okay? And, you know, on your path of life, there's different things that happen on your path of life. And like I said, that path is already set for you. Believe it or not, the future, tomorrow and the next day are already set for you. You can say right now, you know, I'm going to Florida tomorrow. You know, we're going to drive to the beach. Tomorrow, we're going to, you know, check into a hotel, and then we're going to get dinner. You know, you can plan all that stuff out, right? And then, you know, driving to Florida, God forbid, but people have accidents driving to their destination. Now, you didn't mean to have this accident. Someone didn't mean to just come over in your lane and you swerve and run off the road and lose control. That was your path. Whether you're by yourself or you were 40 other people on a mega bus, it's your time to go. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and give me your opinion on this topic. Time to go. You're going. Okay? And for me, I'm afraid to die. I don't know about you guys, but I'm afraid to die. And, you know, no one knows when your time comes. No one knows when God pulls your name. If you, like I said, if you can predict that, you'll be a very, very wealthy person. But I don't know if you guys ever heard of this or ever seen this movie called The Dead Zone. They did a series about it a while back, but it was a movie called The Dead Zone. And Christopher Walken starred in the movie. And he had an accident one night on the way home from his girlfriend's house. He was driving down the road. I can see it like I was watching the movie a few minutes ago. He was driving home in a Volkswagen Bug, okay? And as he was driving home, there was a big dairy truck, you know, an 18-wheeler dairy truck coming down the road, and this guy was sleepy. So he loses control of the truck, turns, falls on his side, and the trailer from the truck, the dairy trailer, is just sliding down the highway. And Christopher Walken's driving his Bug down the highway, and he hits that milk truck. Okay? Now, he didn't die. Okay? He was all banged up in the hospital. I think he went in a coma for 8-9 years, and then he came out. Okay? And, of course, he thought it happened yesterday. And then, so what happened is, what do you say to that? It wasn't his time to go, right? People been in comas for years and then come out and be fine. It wasn't their time to go. That was on their path of life. That accident was on his path of life. Now, when he came out of his coma, he could touch your arm. He could grab your arm, and then he could see what's going to happen in your future. He could see it. And then he tried to do something to make it not happen. Y'all follow me? But he could grab your arm and he could tell what your fate was going to be. He grabbed a politician's arm and he could see him. And the politician was sitting in his office with a gun to his head and blew his head off. Okay? He could see that in that politician's future. And that politician was a crooked politician. Okay? And that's how that politician ended up dying. Because he was making a speech and someone tried to assassinate him. And then when a couple of shots were fired, he ducked behind the podium, and then he grabbed some lady's baby and put it in front of him like a shield in order to get out of that place where he was speaking. And when he did that, there were cameras flashing everywhere, and they had his picture, put it on the front of a magazine, him holding his baby up in front of him as a shield when someone was shooting at him. So at that point, you know, when he when that came out, when that magazine came out, that was the end of his career. So the next scene they were showing him sitting in his office with a gun to his head, and he blew his head off, killed himself. That was his path. It was his time to go. We don't know how it's going to be in a fire, in you know, underwater, at birth, car accident, accidental gun shooting, okay? We don't know how it's going to be, but there's one thing we do know. It's going to be. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, there's nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do. The only thing that we can do is stay on this road, live your life. You know, that's why people say tomorrow isn't promised. You're doing right. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. You know, there's someone somewhere right now, right this second, that just died. There's someone somewhere right this second that was just born. Okay? Someone somewhere. And you know, the old saying, God's always busy. Well, he is. He's bringing people home. He's starting lives. Right? And who knows what tomorrow will bring. Okay? All you can do, guys, live your life. Try to do things right. You know, try to get in church. And whatever your religion may be, whatever you believe in, okay, get in church and get right with yourself. Because there's going to come a time when he's pulled your name and you have to go. Like I said, I'm dreadfully afraid of dying. Okay, I want to see my kids grow up and become whatever they're going to become. I want to see them walk down their path of life. Okay? So, but who knows when your name's going to get pulled. You may be 100 years old before your name's pulled. But your name is going to get pulled. Today's show, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, today is usually, today is usually Free Fall Friday, but I wanted to do this topic because some people were asking me about it, so I did it. We're going to have a great weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. And remember to cover up because the weather is way, way cold. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Love you.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. If I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to say I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget it, reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person